From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Thursday, October 9th at 8:54. We have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Kimberly. And grain futures really are under some pressure this morning in the corn and the soybeans. Up until now, we haven't seen a lot of downside action, but again, we haven't seen much upside action. But today, we're seeing a little bit more pressure come on. We have a little bit of news from South America, and that is about a third of Argentina's corn crop now planted and good under good moisture conditions, and that's really a huge plus. China's ag minister announced late yesterday that their output would be about unchanged from a previous estimate, just shy of 300 million bushel of corn, but that their import needs would be lower, down another 1 million metric tons to just 6 million metric tons. Last year, we were talking about over 20 million metric tons. So that's kind of a pall on this, on the bright side of corn, that the demand has been rather strong for exports and for ethanol use of corn. Right now, we see the December corn futures at 420.5. That's down a penny and a half. That 420 level's kind of been a magnet for these corn. March is at 435.5. That's down 2.25. New crop December, 456.5. That's 2 lower. On the bean side of things, we're not seeing a lot of fresh news there, but we are seeing some pretty decent planting pace in Brazil. November bean futures are at 10.21, that's 8.5 cents lower. January's at 10.37.25, down 7. New crop November, 10.65.75, down 6.25. The meal futures are down $1.52, $1.70. Bean oil futures are a little bit on the lower side today. December at 51.14 is down 34 cents. Please note that the palm oil futures in Malaysia have seen prices at multi-month highs, and that's really given some lift to all the vegetable oils. December Chicago wheat, 5.11, up 3.75. December Kansas City wheat, up a penny and a quarter. On the livestock side of things, we've seen the markets really take off with the some fresh contract highs from April cattle on back to deferred months. Right now, we're up less than a buck. However, October cattle at $254.25 is 40 cents higher, $238.95 on the D's, up a dime. On the feeder cattle side of things, we're higher again. I might as well just put that one on automatic pilot. We've got the November feeders at $370.15, up $1.32. The hog futures kind of been all over the place this week, although I have noticed that the weights are gaining again on these finished animals. So we're maybe a little bit backed up on the cash hog side of things. We've got October hogs at $97.67, that's up 5. December's at $85.90 are down 20. It wasn't too long ago that those October hogs were up over $100. On the outside markets, the crude futures have been kind of a sloppy mess this week. They're down about 3 cents right now on the November crude at $62.53. On the metal side of things, we're lower. Holy smokes, after being much higher in the gold this week, over $4,000 an ounce, we're now down 25 bucks. Most of the other metals are on the mixed side of things. The dollar index at 98.84 is up 20 points. That dollar index has been up for 2 weeks now, really strong. This is Ellen Dearden reporting for MagReview in Morton, Illinois.